Welcome to Listen 2. This is Ted. The news was published on Monday, October 14th. Joining me today are Eric and Kate. Today we're discussing a groundbreaking study on infrared light therapy for brain injury recovery. Eric, Kate, what are your initial thoughts on this research?
Oh man, this is seriously cool stuff. We're talking about zapping brains with infrared light to help them heal. It's like something straight out of sci-fi, but it's real. The potential here is huge. We could be looking at a total game changer for folks with mild traumatic brain injuries.
Hold your horses, Eric. Let's not get carried away with the hype train just yet. We need
but
to pump
the
brakes.
Kate, come on. The results are right there in black and white. They saw major improvements in cognitive function and balance in the animal studies.
Animal studies. How many times have we seen promising results in mice or rats that just don't pan out in humans? We can't just leap to conclusions.
But this isn't just any old study, Kate. We're talking about a potentially revolutionary treatment for a condition that stumped doctors for years. The fact that they saw such clear improvements
in animals, Eric. Look, I get it, you're excited, but we need to be realistic here. Human brains are incredibly complex, and what works for a rat might not work for us. We need way more evidence before we start popping champagne corks.
Let's break down the key details. What exactly did the researchers do in this study?
All right, so here's the nitty-gritty. They took these animal models with brain injuries and gave them daily doses of infrared light. We're talking quick zaps, just 2 minutes a day for 3 days after the injury. They used a laser to beam the light right through the skull. It's pretty wild when you think about it.
Yes, and it's crucial to emphasize that this was only tested on animals. We have no idea how this would work in humans, or if it would even be safe. There's a huge leap between animal testing and human trials.
True, but you can't ignore the results, Kate. They found that this light therapy actually reduced inflammation and cell death in the brain after injury. That's huge. It's like giving the brain a fighting chance to heal itself.
I'm not ignoring the results, Eric. I'm just saying we need to be cautious. We have no clue about potential side effects in humans. What if the light damages healthy brain tissue? What if it causes unforeseen neurological issues? These are questions we need answers to before we get too excited.
Interesting points. Now, can you explain what MTBI is and why it's challenging to treat?
Sure thing, Ted. So, MTBI stands for mild traumatic brain injury. It's what happens when you bonk your head, but it's more than just a bump. The initial impact is bad enough, but then your brain goes haywire with inflammation and all sorts of complex changes. It's like your brain overreacts to the injury and ends up doing more damage to itself.
Exactly right, Eric. And that's why it's so tricky to treat. We don't have many good options right now to stop that cascade of damage. That's why we need to be extra careful when looking at new treatments. We can't afford to make things worse for patients who are already struggling.
But Kate, that's precisely why this research is so exciting. We're talking about a potential treatment that could stop that damage in its tracks.
Imagine I understand the excitement, Eric. But we can't rush into using unproven therapies on patients. We need rigorous clinical trials.
Let's look at this in a broader context. Can you think of any similar historic events in medical research?
Oh, absolutely. This reminds me so much of the discovery of penicillin by Alexander Fleming back in 1928. We're talking game-changing, life-saving stuff here. Fleming stumbled onto something huge, just like these researchers might have done with this light therapy.
That's quite a stretch, Eric. Penicillin revolutionized medicine, saving millions of lives. We have no idea if this light therapy will
have even a fraction of... But that's exactly my point, Kate. Fleming didn't know what he had at first either. He just noticed that some mold killed bacteria, and boom, we got antibiotics. This light therapy
Eric,
could
you're
be...
getting way ahead of yourself. Penicillin's discovery was followed by years of rigorous testing and development. We're nowhere near that stage.
True, but the initial findings are incredibly promising. Just like penicillin, this could save countless lives if it proves effective. We're talking about potentially preventing long-term brain damage here. That's huge.
Let's not get carried away. Many promising treatments fail in human trials. For every penicillin, there are dozens of treatments that looked great in the lab but didn't pan out. We need to temper our expectations.
Interesting comparison. How does the development process for this therapy compare to penicillin?
Well, both started with unexpected findings. The scientists weren't specifically looking for light therapy to treat brain injuries. It's that element of serendipity that makes this so exciting. They stumbled onto something potentially huge, just like Fleming did with his moldy Petri dishes.
but penicillin's effectiveness was clear from the start, Eric. This therapy still has a long way to go. We're talking about years of trials and testing before we can even think about using it on humans.
The researchers here are also seeking to develop a medical device, just like how penicillin led to mass production of antibiotics. Can't you see the parallels? We could be
That's
on the
premature,
verge of...
Eric. We need extensive clinical trials before even considering device development. You're putting the cart way before the horse here.
But isn't it exciting that we might be on the cusp of a new era in brain injury treatment? Just think about the possibilities.
Excitement is fine, Eric. But we need to temper it with caution and skepticism until we have more data. Getting people's hopes up prematurely can be cruel if the treatment doesn't pan out.
Looking ahead, how do you think this research might unfold? Eric, what's your optimistic scenario?
Oh man, I can see it now. Picture this. Portable infrared devices become standard equipment in every emergency room and ambulance. EMTs arrive at an accident scene and bam, they're immediately able to start treatment, potentially preventing long-term brain damage right there on the spot. It could revolutionize how we handle head injuries.
That's wildly speculative, Eric. We don't even know if it's safe for humans yet. You're basically
But imagine the possibilities, Kate. We're talking about quick, non-invasive treatment right after an injury. It could prevent so much suffering, reduce healthcare costs, maybe even
Or it
save.
Could cause unforeseen complications. We need to consider potential risks, too. What if the light damages eyesight? What if it interacts badly with certain medications? There are so
And
many.
Kate, what's your more cautious prediction for how this might develop?
Realistically, I think we're looking at years of careful trials. We'll probably see some promising results mixed with setbacks. It's likely we'll discover that the therapy is only effective for certain types of brain injuries, or that it has limitations we can't foresee right now. There might be unexpected side effects that only show up in human trials. It's a long road from here to a widely available treatment.
But even if it only helps a small percentage of patients, isn't that worth pursuing? We're talking about potentially improving lives here. For someone with a traumatic brain injury, even a small
Not if the risks outweigh the benefits, Eric. We need to consider cost-effectiveness and safety. What if the treatment is prohibitively expensive? What if it only helps a tiny fraction of patients but puts others at risk?
The potential to improve lives should be our priority, Kate. This could be a lifeline for MTBI patients with few options. We can't let perfect be the enemy of good here. If we can help even a
I agree that helping patients is crucial, but we can't rush into using unproven treatments. That's irresponsible and potentially dangerous. We have an obligation to ensure treatments are safe.
But we also can't let excessive caution hold back potentially life-changing innovations. Sometimes you need to take a leap of faith in science. If we're too cautious, we might
Rigorous science isn't excessive caution, Eric. It's necessary to ensure patient safety and treatment efficacy. We owe it to patients to do this right, not fast.
Well, it's clear this research has sparked quite a debate. While the potential is exciting, there's still a long road ahead. Only time and further studies will tell if this infrared therapy lives up to its promise. Thanks to Eric and Kate for their insights today.